I can't have a favorite stop. I'm not allowed to. But I would say this is definitely up there. We are in Fairfield this morning at Andrew's Diner. And Andrew's is very near and dear to my heart. I grew up in Fairfield. And this has been one of the places that we frequented my whole family. We'd come to meet my grandfather for breakfast sometimes. I think I've been coming here easily for 30 years. And joining me now is Melanie, who works here at Andrew's Diner.
Yes,
and
hi.
You're like running the show, though. I see you. I see you doing everything behind the counter, everywhere.
Yeah, I just came in at 6 o'clock. So make the coffee, make sure we got lemons, you know, all the things for the day. And, yep. Get started.
Well, I know our team appreciates it. You got us some coffee. That was super nice of you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes.
Yes, we got Paul over here clapping for you. Love that. So, Melanie, I mean, I want to also talk about the fact that Andrew's went through a major renovation. I mean, it is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So last year we were closed about almost 5 months, and they did complete top to bottom, you know, the floors, walls, ceiling, kitchen, bathrooms, the works. And yeah, it's gorgeous. Nice colors. Keeps you thinking of the ocean.
Yeah.
Like the Andrew's Island. So there, that's it.
I have to say, when you guys first shut down, I was not happy. My parents still live in Fairfield. They'll be here later this morning. But I was mad. I was like, you guys, you can't shut down on me. You can't do this.
Yeah.
But then when I came in, I said to Leo, okay, Leo, the owner, I was like, all right, fine, fair.
Yeah, it was worth the wait.
Yeah,
definitely.
It really was.
Yeah. But the food, everything is exactly the same. So all the favorites, all right, still there. Wonderful.
What is your favorite? I mean, especially when you work at a diner, what would you say is still a go-to for you? Like, do you ever get a turkey? I was
always
just talking to Justin, one of the producers on one of our other stations. He said the same thing. He's like, you can't go wrong with a turkey club at a good diner.
Exactly. Yeah, turkey club and always chicken soup.
Oh, I love that. That sounds really good, even at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. And we don't have the soup yet. 10 o'clock. And then, that's the only time of day we don't have it is first thing in the morning.
But, that's okay. That's all right. I'm doing my stacker.
Maybe they'll
that's
make
what
it early
do.
For you today.
Oh, no. Listen, I don't know if I've ever ordered anything other than a bacon and cheese omelet from Andrew's with my white toast, and I make a stacker. I always get made fun of, but I think to myself, if you love a bacon, egg, and cheese, but then sometimes you take a bite and there's no bacon in it, well, this eliminates that problem.
Yes,
so I make a sandwich out of it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so good.
I can imagine. You put the potatoes too?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Little hot sauce?
Yes, I do. Actually.
There we go.
So you've basically had my breakfast that you know.
Okay. I'll order it in a minute. No.
It is so good. And the thing that you and I were talking about off the air, Melanie, is that it's hard to come by these types of establishments in 2025.
Yeah.
But Andrew's is unique in the fact that it also is one of the only 24-hour diners, right?
Yes. Yes. We, you know, it's a dying breed, unfortunately. Or maybe fortunately, I don't know. But 24 hours, we are only closed on Christmas, you know, that one day a year. But other than that, if you're late movie or after a wedding, you know, whatever, partying at the club, you know, that obviously everybody, you know, they come here.
Yeah, it's the best. I can remember such fond memories like you talk about related to weddings, things like that. I grew up in Fairfield, as I mentioned, and this was always the place we went to after prom. If we went to a prep football game, this was where we came afterwards. Mm-hmm. This was so, you know, not just a family place, but it was great. What is sort of the clientele like here?
Oh, so we definitely have our regulars, and they're all over the spectrum. In fact, you know, we have nurses, police, fire, we have your bankers, businessmen, we have your, you know, landscapers, their families, you know, we have a wonderful group of customers, you know, business people in Bridgeport. I just thinking of, there's a group of kids that they're artists, and they make their own clothing line.
Cool.
And yeah, it's like East Star or something. But they came in and they had these beautiful, you know, it was all hand-done, you know, sweatsuits and bottoms. And I had to ask them, it's like, okay, are you guys artists? What is it? And they told me about the company. And so these are the people we meet, like, every day.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys have such a vibe of everybody's, like, family. And it's certainly generational. It seems, like I was mentioning, you know, I'd come here with my grandfather. Mm-hmm. We now, you know, my mom now brings my son here. And, yeah. and do you, is that kind of amazing to see, like, over the generations coming
yes.
in?
Yes, definitely. You always see, you know, the customers that you knew were, like, little five-year-olds and sure enough now bringing their own families. But even here, you know, the owner, Leo, his grandson works here, you know, on the register some days. And so it really, it's a family place. And you just see it, you feel it, you know. It's definitely a part of our lives.
Yeah. Why do you think Andros has been able to, you know, you were saying earlier, like a dying breed, and I think almost like movie theaters, I feel like diners are a staple of society. It's sad to me when you see diners not living, but Andros is not, it's not in that category. Right. It's doing really well. And actually Leo's son, if I remember correctly, also owns the Southport Diner.
Yes.
And that's doing very well. I was just there across the street mm-hmm. the other day and I'm like, man, this place is popping. What do you think makes the difference?
So obviously, you know, Leo's great, you know, and his love for everything, it shows through. So that's one thing. But two, you know, they're constantly reinvesting. You know, just like the opening, it was hard to close for 5 months, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was worth it. So as a business owner, too, they're always reinvesting in it. So keeping it alive, you know, we have to, like I say, we need a refresh every so many years ourselves. So, you know, they got to do it, too.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the work that goes into Andros and the fact that you guys let us come back year after year to do our diner tour. And I mean, literally, we're right in the center. When you first walk into Andros, you guys literally place us right here. Mm-hmm. You don't put us in the back corner. I really appreciate that.
No, of course. Yeah. And it's closer to get your coffee. So
I noticed that. Yes, I saw that. Like I said, my team is very, very happy to be here.
Good.
It's awesome. Melanie, thank you so much.
No, thank you. And it's, great being here, great place to work, great place to eat, and, you know, bring your family, friends, you know, the whole works. So.
Yeah, we love
awesome.
That.
Well, thank you, and yes. I guess I got to get to work.
Listen, I don't want to stop you, but I also love talking to you, so thank
all right,
you so
dear.
Much, Melanie.
All right, Melissa, thank you. Thanks
appreciate
all.
It.
All
thank
right.
you, thank you. Yes, we are Andros Diner live here in Fairfield for our annual diner tour. This is brought to you by Brown Roofing. Thank you so much to our friends at Brown Roofing for sponsoring this year, as well as Maritime Chevrolet, Connecticut Education Association, and AARP Connecticut. We are going to come back with more. We have a great lineup of guests, including some of the people that Melanie just talked about, law enforcement. We've got people who work for the town. We have business people. We have so many representatives for the town of Fairfield who are going to be joining us, having good conversation, talking about the things that really matter to Fairfield residents and workers here